Hey, little thinkers, let's rewind.
Time to travel back.
Hello, brave hearts and bright minds. Tonight, frost sparkles like tiny stars. Ice groans far away. We journey to the white bottom of the world. A leader named Ernest Shackleton faces a frozen trap. A rescue begins without phones, planes, or engines.
Welcome, dear listeners. This tale holds cold winds and warm courage. It shows how kindness guides strength. It is exciting, but gentle on the heart. People care for each other. They share, plan, and hold on to hope. That is the real treasure here.
Picture creaking planks, friendly dogs, and brave sailors in thick wool. A ship squeezes through new ice. Later, a tiny boat will face huge waves. How could that even work? Someone special can tell this far better than we can.
This story is for kids, teens, and curious adults. There are storms and tough choices, but the people stay safe together at the end. It is a true tale of steady hearts. Now, let us open the door to the storyteller.
Please welcome a guide who paints ice with words. He knows the crack of packed ice. He knows the whisper of snow on canvas sails. He will lead us into the Antarctic night.
Storyteller, the lantern is lit. The sea is waiting. Take us to the endurance and to the courage that never let go.
South Georgia, on the 5th of December, 1914, before dawn. The harbor smells of whale oil and cold salt. The ship Endurance sits ready. Her black hull shines with frost. Whalers bring last warnings about heavy pack ice. Ernest Shackleton listens closely. He is a leader with quick eyes and a steady voice. His plan is bold. He wants to cross Antarctica from sea to sea. The crew loads sledges, tents, and food. Friendly dogs bark from their pens. A carpenter fits tools in neat rows. The captain, Frank Worsley, checks charts and a brass sextant. Shackleton gives the order. The anchor rattles up. Endurance slides into gray water. The sails fill. The wooden ship begins her southward run. Behind them, the whaling station fades. Ahead lies the Weddell Sea, miles of drift ice, and a dream worth guarding. Weeks pass. The sea hardens into plates of white. The ship nudges through narrow leads. Black water opens. Then it closes again. The dogs grow quiet. The ice thickens and locks the hole. Weddell Sea, on the 18th of January, 1915. Endurance is trapped. The men poke at floes with long poles. The pressure builds like a giant hand. Timbers groan. The deck shivers. The ship cannot move. Shackleton looks from bow to stern. He makes a new plan. No crossing now. Survival comes first. The crew builds a routine. They exercise. They clean. They care for the dogs. They laugh when they can. Winter begins its slow circle. Above them, the sun lowers each day. Around them, the ice becomes their island, drifting wherever the wind pushes it. The sun gives a thin circle of light. Ice ridges rise like frozen waves. Men haul supplies over rough hummocks. They build snow walls to block the wind. Inside the ship, a stove clicks and hisses. Tea steams in tin mugs. Frank Worsley waits for a break in the clouds. When the sun peeks out, he lifts his sextant. He catches a quick angle. Then he scribbles numbers. He learns where the ice island drifts. It slides with currents. It twists with storms. The carpenter, Harry McNish, repairs gear with calm hands. The cook serves hot seal stew when they can catch food. Diaries fill with short notes. Some are cheerful, some whisper fear. Shackleton keeps moving from man to man. He checks boots, mittens, and spirits. The goal is simple now. Keep every person safe and hopeful. Autumn creeps in. The pressure returns, stronger. The ice squeezes the hull from both sides. Planks bend. The masts shudder. Shackleton orders a calm retreat from the cabins. The men pull out food, sledges, and the three lifeboats. They pass boxes hand to hand across groaning ice. A barrel slides. A man catches it just in time. The camp on the floe grows. It is called Ocean Camp. The dogs curl in snow nests. At night, the ice pops like a drum. The men lie awake and listen. They know the ship is failing. Still, they joke. They play simple games. They sing short sea songs before sleep. The leader keeps watch. He measures the dangers. He protects rest. Every small comfort becomes a shield. On a cold November day, the ship surrenders. The date is the 21st of November, 1915. Endurance tilts, the stern rises, the bow dives, masts twist. The men watch in silence. Their floating home slips under black water. Bubbles and ice chips mark the spot. Then the sea closes. Shackleton stands a long moment. He writes a brief line in his notes. The ship and stores are gone, but not the will to save every life. The camp grows into Patience Camp. The name fits. They must wait for the flow to carry them closer to open water. They build up the lifeboats. They sort food into careful shares. A seal sizzles on the blubber stove. Greasy smoke curls into the low sky. The polar night leans over the flow. Stars burn low and bright. The men hunt seals and penguins for food and fuel. They use blubber to keep stoves alive. It is smoky. It works. Mittens thaw beside the flame, then freeze stiff outside. They sew gear, they share stories, they miss home. Days pass, then weeks. The flow shrinks, cracks, and shifts. A trail of pressure ridges shows where it has wandered. Shackleton holds the same rule every day. No one gets left behind. No one loses hope. Frank Wild, his second in command, helps keep spirits strong. He leads chores and short jokes. The men look to the leader and wait for the moment to move again. April arrives with a sharp crack. The flow breaks under the tents. Men jump to the lifeboats. They heave the James Caird, the Dudley Docker, and the Stancomb Wills into water. Ice chunks bump the hulls. Frosted spray bites faces. For 5 hard days, they row and sail. The ocean tosses them like toys. Thirst creeps in. The smallest boat leaks. Men bail without stopping. Worsley takes sun sights when clouds break. He finds a path through sea and fog. At last, black cliffs rise ahead. Elephant Island. On the 15th of April, 1916, the boats slide onto a shingle beach. The men roll out. Some kiss the stones. They have not stood on solid ground for more than a year. Relief tastes like warm tea. Elephant Island is wild and lonely. No ship sails nearby. The men build a shelter from stones and the upturned boats. They call the snug place by many nicknames. It keeps snow off faces. It smells of wet wool and smoke. Frank Wild takes charge here. He rations food with care. He gives small tasks. He keeps a fire and a rhythm. Shackleton studies the map. Help must come from South Georgia. It lies about 800 miles away across the roughest sea on Earth. The big decision arrives. A small crew will sail there in the strongest boat. The others will wait. Trust settles over the camp like a blanket. They shake hands. They pack the James Caird with courage and bread. The carpenter, Harry McNish, turns a lifeboat into a sea voyager. He raises the sides with boards. He adds a canvas deck to shed waves. He strengthens the ribs with spare wood. The James Caird is about 22 feet long, not much longer than a pickup truck. They ballast her with stones for stability. They pack a small compass, a sextant, and a few charts. There is a tiny stove. There are water casks and biscuit tins. Shackleton chooses 5 men. Frank Worsley will navigate. Tom Crean will bring endless grit. John Vincent, Timothy McCarthy, and Harry McNish complete the team. The rest watch from the beach. Frank Wild keeps their hope lit like a lamp. They launch on the 24th of April, 1916. The sea greets them with steep, icy hills. Spray freezes on the deck and lines. Ice coats the boat like glass armor. They chip it off with knives to keep from rolling over. The wind howls day and night. Worsley studies gray clouds and darker water. He guesses wind shifts. He watches birds and swell. When the sun peeks out, he grabs a sextant sight. The numbers whisper a tiny miracle. They are still on course. The men take turns at the tiller and the oars. Hands crack. Faces burn with cold. The bailing never stops. Shackleton watches each man. He sets short goals. Hot milk in a cup can lift a soul. For 2 bitter weeks, the ocean tests them. A gale slams the boat sideways. Water pours in. They bail until arms shake. A wave almost flips the James Caird. She staggers, then rights herself. At night, the wind becomes a long, low roar. The little stove warms a tin of milk. It feels like a feast. Vincent weakens. McNish aches. Crean keeps working with steady hands and quiet jokes. Worsley reads the sky again. He hopes for land soon. Seabirds appear. Kelp drifts by. These are good signs. The boat climbs one more ridge of water. Then a dark line grows on the horizon. The men stare. They dare to believe. Mountains rise from the sea. South Georgia stands ahead. On the 10th of May, 1916, they find a gap in the surf. The James Caird shoots between rocks into King Haakon Bay. The keel scrapes stones. The men tumble out and fall to their knees. They have crossed about 800 miles of furious ocean in a tiny boat. They build a shelter from the boat and old sailcloth. Smoke curls from a small stove. Shackleton studies the map and the island. The whaling stations lie on the far side. The boat is too battered to sail around. The seas are too dangerous. There is only one way now. Over the mountains and glaciers, on foot, without a map of the interior. They prepare for one last push. Shackleton chooses Worsley and Tom Crean to go with him. The others will wait at the bay. They make crampons by hammering nails into their boot soles. They carry a coil of rope about 50 feet long. They pack a small stove, a pot, and a little food. They leave at night to keep snow firm. The moon shows black peaks ahead. The cold is sharp and clean. They climb a ridge and slide down a slope. They skirt crevasses. Their breath hangs in clouds. They walk for hour after hour. They do not stop long or they will freeze. Their world shrinks to ice, rock, and the next safe step. The climb lasts through darkness into day, then into night again. Their watch is broken, so time blurs. When a cliff blocks the way, they cut steps and edge along. When a glacier drops into fog, they sit and slide together, trusting their rope. The slide is wild, but safe. At dawn, a sound reaches them. It is faint at first, then stronger. A steam whistle from a whaling station calls workers to start the day. The three men look at each other. That sound means houses, food, and help. They scramble down the last slope. Their clothes hang in rags. Beards are thick with frost. Faces are lined and set. They walk into Stromness Station on the 20th of May, 1916. Whalers stare at the three strangers. Then hands reach out with blankets and hot drinks. A boat goes to fetch McNish, Vincent, and McCarthy from King Haakon Bay. They are brought in and cared for. Shackleton rests only a little. His thoughts turn back to Elephant Island. 22 men still wait under their upturned boats. He begins a race against winter ice. He tries a ship called Southern Sky. Ice stops it. He tries another, the Uruguayan vessel Instituto de Pesca No. 1. Ice stops it again. He tries a small sealer named Emma. Still no path. The calendar moves toward deep winter. The leader does not quit. He asks again for help. Chile answers. The Navy sends a small steel tug named Yelcho. Her captain is Luis Pardo. He knows these coasts and their dangers. The Yelcho is strong and simple. No fancy gear, just courage and skill. She leaves from Punta Arenas and heads toward the ice. The days are short. The sea smokes with cold. On Elephant Island, Frank Wilde keeps the men ready. Each morning, he tells them to pack up, just in case. On the 30th of August, 1916, a dark shape appears near the beach. A whistle blows. Men rush from the shelter, waving arms and shirts. The Yelcho noses in. A boat splashes down. The crew pull every man aboard in a hurry. No one is left behind. They are all safe. The Endurance crew numbers 28 men. After nearly 2 years in ice and storm, everyone survives. They reach South America thin, bearded, and smiling with tired eyes. News spreads. People marvel at the rescue without a single loss. Far away, another part of the expedition, the Ross Sea Party, laid depots on the other side of the continent. Some of those men died. Their work was brave and hard. History remembers them too. Shackleton returns to a world still at war. He helps where he can. His mind keeps turning toward the south. The pull of the ice never leaves him. Years later, Shackleton sails south again. The date is early January 1922. He reaches South Georgia, the island where the rescue began. In the dark before dawn, his heart fails. He dies quietly in the place he loved. His grave lies at Grytviken. Sailors and travelers still visit. They stand in the wind and think about steady courage. The little boat that carried hope, the James Caird, rests in London now. Its planks are worn smooth by salt and hands. Children lean close to the wood. They trace the line of a voyage that crossed the wildest sea on earth. More than a century later, the sea gives a gift. In early March 2022, a research team finds the wreck of Endurance. It rests nearly 10,000 feet down in the Weddell Sea. The water is cold and dark. That cold kept the wood well preserved. The ship's name still shines on the stern. Photos show the wheel, the rails, and the proud shape of the bow. Scientists and historians cheer. The find brings new stories and careful study. It also brings quiet thanks. The wreck is a time capsule of grit, skill, and calm leadership under pressure. Leaders today still study Shackleton's choices. He guarded people first, then plans. He kept rules simple. He cut fear into small pieces. He kept minds busy and warm. He made hard calls at the right moment. He trusted his team and they trusted him. That trust floated them across ice and ocean. It walked them over mountains. It opened the way to the whaling station and the final rescue. Every logbook note, every careful ration, and every shared joke became part of survival. The map changed many times. The promise did not change at all. In museums and books, the Endurance story keeps living. The James Caird rests in a hall in London, a small boat that carried a big promise. On South Georgia, the wind still scrapes across the cemetery stones. On Elephant Island, waves still wash the narrow beach. The places remain. The lessons remain too. Plans can fail. Pressure can rise, but courage can stay gentle and kind. Teamwork can make small tools mighty. A leader can turn a trapped ship into a journey home. That is why this rescue still shines like a steady light in polar night. From the harbor of South Georgia to the gravel of Elephant Island, the path was hard. From the little boat to the mountain pass, the choices were brave. No grand machines saved the day. People did. Calm minds, strong hands, loyal hearts. That is the heart of Ernest Shackleton's incredible Antarctic rescue. A true story that began with ice and ended with every man brought home.